The final round is coming up, but first it's time for another game with our special guest, John Cameron Mitchell. So I heard that you consider yourself a futurist.
I do, actually. I invented Grindr.
You did?
In Short Bus in 2006, before iPhones, there was a GPS-oriented dating sex hookup app called Yenta that was...
Yeah, it was
more Jewish and matchmakery and cute. Grindr feels very negative to me. And
Grindr.
But I remember at the time I asked my lawyer, if this is going to happen. She's like, you can't copyright an idea. You have to make it. I'm like, I never think about it. I think about ideas that could make money, but I never follow through.
Have you tried to patent any other ideas?
No, but we have a telethon app in Anthem called...
Yeah.
Called Intellithon.
That's going to happen.
Anybody wants to do a startup with me? I just gave you the idea.
We were inspired by the theme of futurism to write a quiz called Future Imperfect. These questions are about real predictions of life in the 21st century. It's multiple choice, but if you want help, feel free to ask the audience to yell out what they think the answer is. Here we go. Arthur C. Clarke wrote 2001, A Space Odyssey. In 1964, he accurately predicted the advent of telecommuting, remote surgery, and 3D printing, but also made some terribly bad predictions. Which of these is something Arthur C. Clarke thought would happen? A, the invention of a translation device for pets to find out how your cat really feels. B, the creation of beaterflies, half bee, half butterflies, to make bees more approachable. Or C, humans would create super chimpanzees who would do our bidding until they wised up and formed trade unions.
I would say the latter.
See?
Yeah.
That is correct, yes.
In 1975, Mary Kenneth Keller predicted that computers would be used for much more than data crunching. Which of the following is true about Keller? A, she was the first woman to receive a PhD in computer science. B, she helped develop the programming language called BASIC. C, she was a Roman Catholic nun and therefore closer to God.
The last one, C?
Correct. In fact, they are all true.
Really?
All of the above
yeah.
is the answer.
Wow.
I know. She was amazing.
She basic. Was so basic.
She was
so basic.
Wow.
In a 1950 Associated Press piece, what did AP editor Dorothy Rowe predict about the year 2000? A, all women will be built like Amazons because, quote, science will have perfected a balanced ration of vitamins, proteins, and minerals. B, the makeup industry will collapse because, quote, societal norms will shift to value inner beauty above all else. Or C, women will finally be able to have it all.
The last is vague but attractive. I would say C.
C is vague and attractive, but she actually predicted A, that all women will be built like Amazons because, quote,
that's science a very male gaze.
I know. And she was right.
She was, maybe she was a, was she lesbian? And liked the Amazon look?
It doesn't say on this piece of paper.
Well, I'd like to find out.
This is your last clue. According to an unfortunate 1966 essay in Time magazine, what future activity will never catch on? A, watching movies from home because, quote, nothing can replace the aroma of a crowded theater. B, shopping from home because, quote, women like to get out of the house, handle the merchandise, and be able to change their minds. Or C, online dating because, quote, women like to get out of the house, handle the merchandise. And be able to change their minds.
Well, there was no online dating then, so they would have had to be some other model. So I would say then, I'd say B then.
B, yeah, B is correct, yeah. He thought shopping from home would never work out.
Because women like to get out of the house.
Handle the merchandise. So... you did great. John Cameron Mitchell is touring North America on the Origin of Love Tour, the songs and stories of Hedwig, and stars in season 2 of Shrill on Hulu. Give it up for John Cameron Mitchell, everyone.